listening to the Cornerstone Church Weekly Podcast. You can find us online at cornerstoneaberdeen.com.
For the next couple weeks or more, I want to talk to you about the subject of peace. We have a sign up on this side of the sanctuary. It says, "Peace on Earth." We sang about it earlier in the service that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. I'm going to get to that somehow, some way this morning, trust me. But I want you to turn in your Bibles to Philippians chapter 4, and I want to begin by this passage of Scripture, and then we'll comment on it as we get going further in the service. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 8, English Standard Version, goes like this. "Finally, brothers," how about if we insert sisters there as well? Do we have a sister in the house? How many brothers do we have in the house? Two brothers, three brothers. You're getting lazy on me here. Come on, brothers, come on, let's use this. Sisters. Okay. I didn't make up these phrases, church. They're not on me. When we read the scriptures, we see inserted in scriptures the fact that we have brothers and sisters in the faith. Why is that? Because we're a family. We're part of God's family. And when you connect with Jesus, our elder brother, we have extended family called brothers and sisters in the faith. So that's where we get this from. Look at this passage. "Finally, brothers, sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise," long list of stuff. And then Paul adds these four words: "Think about these things." Think about these things. Today we engaged in the communion or the Lord's Supper, this amazing covenant meal. And without an exhaustive review of what the bread and cup mean, I think the underlying message is that Jesus Christ paid for our sins completely. He did. And there's nothing you can add to assure or complete your salvation. Jesus did it all. That being said, you must choose Christ. I have to say this because there's such confusion out there in the Christian community and the community at large. You have to accept Jesus. You need to choose him. It's not automatic. It's not about what family you were born into or what church you attend. That doesn't automatically make you a Christian. Starting point, ground zero, is when you personally respond to the love of God. The Bible makes it clear that salvation is a free gift to anyone who applies the work of Calvary to their lives. Whereas salvation is free. Listen to me very carefully, because this is where I want to launch this message. Whereas salvation is free, you have to fight for your peace. Did you get that? Every day, negative, hurtful, and harmful thoughts have the ability to plague your mind. I don't have to tell you that. You already know that. See, you don't wake up in the morning and think, well, I'm going to have an awful day today. Or I'll dig up the worst, most terrible, painful things to think about. It doesn't work that way. You know that. Bad thoughts just come on their own. By the way, there's an author for that, and I don't want to give him credit for that this morning, but he's at work, because there you are in the middle of your day. You're just doing your own thing when all of a sudden a negative thought invades your mind. Then you say, where did that come from? You didn't plan on it or even want to think that thought. You might have even thought that you were past that already in your life. But out of nowhere, it shows up to haunt you again. Why? Because bad thoughts bombard us. And we have to fight for our peace. We need to become disciplined in conscientiously choosing our thoughts. I just told you something powerful. Did you get it? Bad thoughts come on their own. Good thoughts have to be chosen, selected, embraced, and pursued. Simply put, they have to be fought for. Big question is, how hard are you fighting for your peace? So, out with the bad. And in with the good. That's what I want to talk to you about. Out with the bad and in with the good. When you hear about peace all throughout this season and in these next weeks, I want you to choose the pathway of peace. Because you're going to have plenty of opposition or distractions that would want to lead you in another direction. So, in with the good, out with the unresolved conflict, negativity, ungratefulness, dividing cares, your past hurts. You may be carrying a boatload of past hurts in your life today. Disappointments, anxieties. Out with that kind of thinking completely. But after you've emptied the trash can, what are you going to fill your mind with? That's where you're going to fight for peace. Paul the Apostle, in the book of Philippians, he gives us 8 categories to pay attention to. We're talking about peace now. We're talking about Jesus, the Prince of Peace. We're talking about a season filled with peace. And you can look around, all around you, and you can see that we're living in a chaotic time where there's wars and rumors of wars. But how can you walk in measurable peace in your life? It is not a contradiction. It's a choice that you make. Out with the bad, in with the good. Paul gives us 8 categories. I want you to listen to me this morning, because if you get this, you're going to be on a pathway of wholeness that God has intended for you so that you don't get yourself all snarled up in the enemy's devices. 8 categories. Whatever is true, Paul said. Whatever is honorable. Whatever is just. Whatever is pure. Whatever is lovely. Whatever is commendable. If there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. So in with the good. Let's figure it out. The first thing is true thoughts. In each of these, I'm going to pose a question. Ask yourself, when something comes at you, is this factually true? How many know the enemy is the father of lies? And when something comes your way, is it factually true? So what you need to start doing is preach to yourself constantly and tell yourself how you're going to view a matter. And you've got to start viewing it objectively, not out of your self subjective viewpoint, but objectively. Is there any substance to this? That is, how to handle something, what to do with it, why it matters or why it doesn't matter, and how to respond. Dwell on it to determine the true thoughts on a matter. Number one. Number two, ask yourself about honorable thoughts. Is this the highest possible opinion? Honorable thoughts. Honorable means worthy of respect. I don't know if our present modern day culture is living in any reality of respect. Which is, how do you think about others? Your family, co-workers, people who are maybe not like you, those who may have hurt you. I want to say this about honorable thoughts. They're neither foolish nor naive. Sometimes we think we've got to fall over and be less than mindful about life. They are seeing the potential for God to change other people. So when you view people, what are the honorable thoughts that go through your mind? Remember, dishonorable thoughts are the lowest opinion of a person. Can you think, when you see someone, that God may have some value on that person? They're very important. I'll tell you why. If you are thinking dishonorable thoughts, it's going to rob you of your peace. Peace will dissipate from you when you have dishonorable thoughts, impure thoughts, true thoughts that aren't accurate. Number three, I'm going to keep going through this rather quickly here. Just thoughts. Ask yourself, is this the right thing to do? You see, just means righteous. Peace, let me tell you, is forfeited or given up when we contemplate doing wrong. So, when you consciously want to get even with somebody, or lay on the horn when somebody cuts you off. You want to set the record straight. If you entertain thoughts about doing wrong because of a wrong done to you, what happens is your peace goes out the window. And we're talking this morning about how to live and walk in full peace, because Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Number four, pure thoughts. Let me deal with this. This is an important matter. Ask yourself, is this morally faithful? Peace is lost in a dirty mind. Lovely is that which attracts through its acceptable and pleasing quality. Let me explain that. Cultivate the vision to see past the outward, perishable shells of the people around you. In other words, seeing other Christians, believers, as the Bible teaches us to do, that is seeing them through Christ. How many know we live in a rather imperfect world? And all of us are imperfect at best. I'm trying to pick out my illustrations here this morning. So, I'm going to pick on Ann because she's near God, okay? She prays a lot. We respect her. But the more I hang around Ann, the more I recognize she's just a sinner saved by grace. And my natural inclination there would be to start losing respect for her, because now all of a sudden I start seeing her faults. Okay? You do that to everybody else, so I'm just using her as an example. So what I'm saying by this is I've got to start thinking differently. I've got to start seeing Anne for Christ in her. Christ in her. And I'm going to start treating her like Christ in her. Jesus in her. So, I look over here and I see Leonard, my friend. The more I get to know Leonard, the more I realize he is pretty human, just like me. And he makes a few mistakes. Doesn't he make a few mistakes? My point is this, is that even though he does make his share of mistakes, I'm not going to hold that against him, because he's a brother in Christ. The optimum phrase is in Christ. And the Bible teaches us that we're to behold others in Christ. We have to be quick to overlook these faults that we all have and see the potential of our brothers and sisters in Christ. So we don't fixate on how to get even and how to set the record straight. Because if we fixate on that, we lose our peace. It's up to you, church. Do you want to lose your peace? Or do you want to walk in peace? Pure thoughts. Pure thoughts. Number four. Ask yourself, is this morally faithful? I think I've been on this. Peace is lost in a dirty mind. I said that.
pure primarily, if we want to look at it from a biblical perspective, refers to sexual propriety consistent with God's design for a healthy sexual life. One man with one woman for life. We're living in a twisted culture, church. You're going to have to figure this out according to the Bible. Anything in your mind outside of God's design that is places to go, websites to visit, pictures to view, flirtation to entertain, these are in your own ruin. Because when you dwell on that stuff, peace goes out the window. You got to fight for your peace. Salvation is free. Peace, you've got to work for. Paul said to dwell on lovely thoughts. So ask yourself, is this attractive? Lovely is that which attracts through its acceptable and pleasing quality. Focus on the growing, increasing beauty of Christ within. Guests are seeing things from a different perspective. The beauty of enduring love. Peace will flee if we are caught in fault finding. Peace feeds and focuses upon true beauty in our life. Let me give you the sixth one that Paul offers us is commendable thoughts. Commendable thoughts. So ask yourself, is this friendly? The word commendable is translated in the New King James Version as whatever is of good report. It refers to kindness. It is the concept of friendliness. So these are the thoughts. Ask yourself, are these the thoughts of a true friend? The next is excellent thoughts. Ask yourself, is this majority thinking? Ask yourself, is this ascribing to excellence? Because excellence refers to virtue. It's that which the human race consistently regards as good. So, if those in your family, if those in your church family would come together and recommend something to you as good and virtuous, would you be able to recognize it? Think on these things. And the last one, praiseworthy thoughts. Ask yourself, is this vertical? I have to ask myself this all the time. Is this vertical? Does this thought honor God? The thought going through my mind, is it honoring to God? Do you actually think about these things, church? Does your mind process this stuff? Or do you just go and do what you want to do? You've got to realize that there's a God in heaven watching you. Does this thought honor God? Does it fuel worship or elevate His name in your life? I think that's a way that we want to live our lives. Focusing our thoughts on praiseworthy things, such as God's Word, such as God's Son, and such as God's people. So after giving us 8 categories of good thoughts to fill our minds with, Paul says this, 4 words, think on these things. Because if we think on the good things, it's going to fuel peace in our life. If we give ourselves to the negative end, peace will escape your life. Question I want to ask you this morning is, what level of peace are you walking in today, December 3rd, 2023? Say, well, I'm not in much peace. My life is a turmoil. Whoa. Let's examine what's getting into your head. Because what gets into your head will eventually get to your heart. How many know this 12 inches from here to here is a very important pathway? It's more important to you than I-5. Or whatever road you take to get to town. This 12 inches is significantly important because peace is not passivity. You've got to fight for your peace. And if you go slack on yourself, I'm here to tell you, a lot of bad stuff can take place. Peace. With peace and thoughts that are true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable, excellent, and praiseworthy. We do this. We dwell on these things. Because the battle for our mind rages today and every day. So daily, out with the bad and in with the good. Right? Could you stand with me? I hope I've been able to give you something that you can practically walk in. See, peace isn't like a cloud floating over you and all of a sudden it dumps on you. Peace. It doesn't work like that. Peace is something you fight for. Exclude certain things in your life, because when you allow these certain things in your life, it zaps every particle of peace that you have. But when you walk in peace by doing what God said in His Word, you eliminate unnecessary turmoil in your life. How many are a candidate right now for less turmoil in your life? I certainly am. Paul gives us a way to walk in peace. So I want you to fight for peace. I'm not going to ask that you put your hand on your heart. I'm going to ask that you put your hand on your head. Because that's where it's going to start, the battle for your mind. Father God, today we stand in this room aware that Paul, the apostle of old, whom we read of today and we accept his words as written words from you, he says if we will do these things, we will have peace in our life. So we fight for peace today. We thank you that you have redeemed us by the blood, by the sacrifice, given on Calvary. And that revelation has come to us. Now we want to live in victory. Victory over the dictates of the enemy, the negative stuff, the bad thoughts that come our way through the mind gate. And we're asking, Lord, that we will be able to negotiate the pathway of righteousness by making correct choices. When we're bombarded and we're flooded with negativity and the enemy's devices. And so today we pray that you protect our minds from the evil one. And that throughout this season, we'll be able to practically apply your peace, because you came to be the Prince of Peace and to give us peace. And we apply that to our life. We pray now in Jesus' name. Amen. Next Sunday, I'm going to tap into another area of peace. This is a time frame that the enemy many times wants to flip us upside down and bring a lot of despair into our life. But we've been called to walk in peace. Amen? So let's just open our hearts to the full measure of peace that God has. Our prayer team is here to pray with you. If you're struggling with things, feel free to come and receive ministry. I want you, before you leave, and pick up your kids to sample some of those grapes out there and begin to do some of your shopping right here. God has been good to us, church. And we want to avail ourselves to the full measure of what he has for us. These prayer people want to pray with you and for you to help you get through some knotholes and bring to you a full measure that God has for you, peace that passes all understanding. God bless you. Go in grace, the grace of the Lord. Have a great day.
You're listening to the Cornerstone Church Weekly Podcast. You can find us online at cornerstoneaberdeen.com.